or how we might cut down on using the car we do own in just a few minutes. But first, Cheryl Gasser is here with me, the executive producer of our talk programming on Wisconsin Public Radio, to remind you that we are in our winter membership drive. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. We are in our winter membership drive, coming to you just a couple times a year to ask for your financial support. And this hour, we want to raise a goal of $2,000. We can do that with your call, with your pledge of support, to 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. And we'll be talking, Joy, this hour with our guest about how to live car-free, or at least car-light. And we have a special incentive during this hour only.
Yes, the book that he wrote talking about how he lives well without owning a car. It's called, appropriately enough, How to Live Well Without Owning a Car, Save Money, Breathe Easier, and Get More Mileage Out of Life. Our guest, Chris Baelish, telling us how we might live well without a car. Our thank you gift this hour for a pledge of $100 to Wisconsin Public Radio. $100 a year. And if you'd like it, we will send you this gift, this book, How to Live Well Without Owning a Car. 1-800-383-9772. That's the number to call to make that contribution. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge on our website, WPR.org.
And $100 a year breaks down to $2 a week. You can't even get a gallon of gas for $2 anymore. And learning how to either live without a car or use your car less, use your car more wisely when it comes to carpooling, alternative transportation. I know in the book he talks about the environmental cost to owning a car, the financial costs. Mm-hmm. And if that's a concern to you, certainly your own finances, but the environment, what the gas consumption is doing to the environment, whether you give up your car entirely or simply use it less, carpool, telecommute, there are a lot of ideas in the book, some that you've probably thought of and done and some that you probably haven't. This book will be coming your way during this hour for a pledge of $100 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. The number 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. You could be our first call of the morning.
I hope to hear that phone ring for the first time, 1-800-383-9772. Find out, and you already know the hassles of owning a car. Chances are you probably do own a car, but Chris will outline in this hour and in this book about all the costs associated with owning the car. Gas prices, Cheryl, have shot up in the last 2 weeks I think about 15 cents in the last couple of weeks. So you can save money by saving gas, by not driving your car as much or at all. You don't have to worry about parking hassles. You don't have to worry about all those maintenance costs and when you're the minor nickel and dime stuff and the major repair work that your car has. And he's realistic, though. He knows that not everybody can live completely without a car. If you're in a rural area with no mass transit whatsoever, you probably have to have a car. Or you might be doing what a number of people in this book do, having a motorcycle or a scooter, another option to being car-free or car-light. 1-800-383-9772, the number to call to make a pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Your contributions help pay for the programming that you hear every day on Wisconsin Public Radio. But our special thank you gift this hour, ideas on how you can live well without a car, a $100 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will send you, if you'd like it, this book, How to Live Well Without Owning a Car.
And if you would like the book and the member benefit card, you can pledge at the $10 a month level, $120 a year. The member benefit card will get you 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants around the state, as well as 2-for-1 admission to symphonies, operas, museums, theaters, botanical gardens, again, all around the state of Wisconsin. Yours, both the book and the member benefit card, for a pledge of $120 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Because you listen to Joy during the 6 o'clock hour, you're with her every morning. She's with you every morning. Isn't that worth a pledge of support? If you're already a member, thank you so much. If you're new through the mail, if you've been a longtime member of Wisconsin Public Radio, thank you. We could not do it without you. But if you haven't, if you've been listening to these pledge drives for a while, and thought, they're not talking to me. Well, we are. We're talking to you. We're asking you to become part of the Wisconsin Public Radio family with your pledge of support. 800-383-9772. Love to hear those phones ring. Also want to see pledges come in on the web at WPR.org.
You know, and it's not just a matter of saving money if you want to drive less or even live without a car at all. There's the environment is at stake as well, and that's something that is important to you. You might have thought about how you could consolidate your errands or do more carpooling or do whatever you could to spew out less car exhaust. And you'll get some great ideas during this hour when we talk with Chris Baelish, but also with your pledge of $100 to Wisconsin Public Radio. You can read more about it and how to live well without owning a car. Yours for the $100 contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, up to $120 a year, and you'll get both the member benefit card and the book. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. The call only takes a couple of minutes. A volunteer will get your name and address and how much you want to pledge and how you'd like to pay for your pledge, and you'll be on your way.
You can pay with a check. We can take it with a credit card. We can send you a bill in the mail. You can set up electronic funds transfer. The options are there for you. The volunteer can lay them out for you. The important thing is that you make that pledge. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported. You're listening, so you have half of the equation covered. Now make a contribution and become a supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio as well, for all the quality programming, the wonderful guests that Joy brings to you day in, day out. What would you do if Wisconsin Public Radio wasn't on the air? Think about that for a minute. Put a price on it. You don't have to pay for what you get from Wisconsin Public Radio, but we're asking you to do that because we could not do what we do without listener support. If you're already a member, thank you. If not, won't you join the fold during this hour and get our guest book, How to Live Well Without Owning a Car, for a pledge of $100 or more for the year.
You listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because you care about the world we live in. You listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because you want to keep abreast of current issues, things going on in the news. You want to be a better citizen. You want to be well-informed. You listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because you want to stay active and learn something new every day. And you listen for new ideas and fresh perspectives, like the idea that we'll be talking about this hour, how you might live completely car-free, or if not completely car-free, at least car-light. What's that worth to you? Is that worth $10 a month? That's a $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, a very generous pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. It's about the average pledge, in fact. And that will entitle you to the member benefit card that goes to anybody pledging $120. The member benefit card, and this hour, if you make that $120 pledge, you'll not only get the card, but you will get the book, How to Live Well Without Owning a Car, How to Save Money, Breathe Easier, and Get More Mileage Out of Life. 1-800-383-9772, the number to call to make that pledge, or go to WPR.org.
You listen to Joy each morning. You enjoy the program. Maybe you call in during the program. You certainly listen. You learn something every day, every week from Joy and her guests. We already have a pledge on the board towards that $2,000 goal. Won't you be the next member to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio? WPR.org or 1-800-383-9772. I'd love to hear this hour as well from new members to Wisconsin Public Radio.
1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Help us toward that $2,000 goal this hour. These hourly goals are important to meet so that we do, by the end of this membership drive, this fund drive, raise the amount in listener contributions that we need to help pay the bills, to keep the budget in the black. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Cheryl, thanks very much. We will talk to you a little bit later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will welcome in our guest after we check the weather. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, February the 28th, the last day of February. And we will welcome in our guest now, and we will welcome your calls for him. Would you like some advice on how you might live well without owning a car, or maybe how you might live well without using your car as much? Maybe you've already tried this and have some ideas of your own or some suggestions of your own. Whatever the case may be, we welcome your calls as we talk about living well without a car this hour. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. That's our call-in line in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Let me welcome our guest, and we are happy he is with us. Chris Baelish is an award-winning feature writer, reporter, and broadcast journalist. He began his writing career working for Writer's Digest magazine and Writer's Digest books. Since 1995, he has been a full-time reporter and television news anchor. Chris is the recipient of nearly 30 awards for excellence in journalism and writing, including 6 regional Emmy Awards. He is the author of How to Live Well Without Owning a Car, Save Money, Breathe Easier, and Get More Mileage Out of Life. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Are you joining us from L.A. right now?
That's right. I'm in Los Angeles. And, you know, I was just listening to your weather report there, and it sounds exactly like the weather report for L.A. coming up this week.
I think you're not telling the truth.
Sorry about that cold weather.
Oh, it's going to be. We just had a blizzard over the weekend for much of the state, including the southern part in Madison where I am, and now another one's going to hit more northern Wisconsin. So it's not going to be fun. But you have a hard time. I mean, L.A. is a place that I always hear about as everybody owns a car. You don't even have taxi cabs in L.A., I hear.
Well, true and false, but mm-hmm. Yeah, basically you're right. L.A., it is very unusual to have a car-free lifestyle here. At least that's the that's the most popular thing that I hear. But in reality, living a car-free lifestyle here is far, far easier than people think. L.A. gets a bad rap on a number of counts, but the bottom line is owning a car in L.A. is very expensive. Mm-hmm. It's very time-consuming, and it's very annoying, to be honest with you. You spend your time. All my friends who own cars spend their time on the highway, in traffic, literally 2 or 3 hours a day. I don't. Yeah. I don't do that. I walk, I ride my bike out in the sunshine, and I find other ways instead of doing that. So it's actually a pretty darn good city to live car-free in.
Yeah, so why did you decide to do this?
Well, I actually became car-free by accident. I started out, my whole adult life as car-dependent, as I call it. Mm-hmm. I drove about 15,000 miles a year, and I had my last car was a big Toyota Sequoia SUV, mm-hmm. and I loved it. The problem was back in 2003 when gas prices would go up a little bit, and that was back when that gas was about $1.50, and it would go up to $1.70, and people would freak out. Times have changed. But so I decided to get rid of that car, to sell it, and to buy something a little more fuel efficient and smaller, because I'm a single guy. I don't have a wife or kids, so the big 8-seat SUV really was not such a great idea for me. So put the SUV up for sale, and the first person who showed up bought it on the spot. Mm-hmm. So for the first time in my adult life, I was car-free, and I was petrified. I didn't know what I was going to do. I thought, oh, my gosh, I got to go buy a car tonight, or I won't be able to live my life. Well, I wasn't able to buy a car right away. I wanted to shop, so I started figuring out other ways to do things.
Yeah.
I quickly figured out how to get to work and back on the metro, how to get all my errands done, and it was far easier than I realized.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. How'd you get to work the next day?
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? Figuring that out took about 20 minutes, truly. I got online. I just Googled mass transit and St. Louis. I was living in St. Louis, Missouri at the time. And I got on the website for the St. Louis Metro. I clicked on the map, I put in my address, and it quickly showed me where all the stops near me were. And it said there was a stop about a quarter mile from my house. And I was like, that is not right. There is no metro stop there. And so I literally walked over there, and sure enough, it was there. I had driven by this metro stop for like a year and never even noticed it. Why? Because I was an addicted car owner and I didn't care. I mean, you know, I relied on my car for all my transportation needs. Why would I even notice these other transportation options? So that's one of my points in the book, is that people who have relied on cars their entire adult life oftentimes don't even notice other transportation infrastructure that's right around them that they could take advantage of.
Yeah. So do you now rely on mass transit and your bicycle and your feet as a prime, or do you have to bug your friends for rides sometimes?
No. I rarely share rides with people. Well, that's not true, because I'm a single guy and I go out on a lot of dates, and sometimes, you know, my dates drive, but mostly we find other means of transportation. Yeah, I for me personally, getting around town is very easy. When you combine a bicycle and the LA metro system, I can get anywhere in this town. Oftentimes, you know, not too much slower than my friends who drive, because they're, you know, a lot of times stuck in traffic. I found it very easy, and I found the LA metro system to be one of the best. And in fact, I think it just won a national award for being one of the best. I think people just generally a lot of times will kind of knock or look down on mass transit, and I think that's really a big mistake, because certainly here in LA and in St. Louis, they have wonderful transportation systems that once I figured out how to use them, and it does take a little bit of figuring out, I loved it, and it worked out great for me.
Yeah. You mentioned that you're single and you date, and sometimes your dates are the drivers. Do you ever get the raised eyebrow?
First of all, I mean, unless I'm, you know, sort of in a relationship, I wouldn't ask, you know, my date really to drive sometimes. But for the most part, we do a lot of interesting, creative dates that don't require a car. And in the book, I list about 30 different dates that don't require any driving at all. And I also specifically chose to live in an area where there were a lot of things to do, a lot of bike paths and walking trails and hiking trails. And, you know, I live close to restaurants and movie theaters and things like that. So, it's car-free dating and socializing is far easier than people would think.
Yeah.
And no, it doesn't involve bumming a ride.
And now, you mentioned, though, you live close to a lot of these places. You're in an urban area. It's certainly easier to live car-free or car-light if you are in a city with mass transit and everything is maybe walking distance or biking distance. What if you live in, you know, in the Northwoods of Wisconsin? That's not going to be so easy.
Sure, yeah, that's absolutely right. And for a lot of people, like you mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, this lifestyle isn't for everybody, but it is for tens of millions of people in America who don't think they could do it, but they really could. And yes, if you live in an urban environment, it certainly makes it more, you know, definitely easier, because there is more transportation infrastructure. But people who live in these in rural areas where maybe there isn't public transit, those are the people that I suggest maybe consider the car light aspect, and they may simple changes they can make in their life to maybe cut down from 3 cars in the household to 2, or from 2 cars in the household to 1. But here's an interesting statistic. According to the American Public Transportation Association, 50% of Americans live within a quarter mile of a transit stop. That's like 150 million people. So if you live within a quarter mile of a transit stop, you know, that's like maybe 5 blocks or so. That's a pretty easy walk. Now, that doesn't mean you can get everywhere in the city, but that's a good start.
Let me bring in a caller, Victor in Milwaukee. Hi, Victor.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
I'm a 100% supporter of your guest, because ever since I've been 12 and my mother taught me how to get on the city bus, I've been riding. I'm 46 now, and I've been riding the bus all my life without a car. I only had a car twice in my life, but I hurried up and got rid of them because the maintenance expense was just, you know, keeping me broke and in debt. So I'm a big supporter of public transportation. And if I ever moved out of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, it would definitely be in an urban area like Chicago or Cleveland, Ohio, or something like that, because they've got to have public transportation for me.
Yeah, well, I hope you don't. Go ahead.
I don't have a wife or children myself, so it would be easier for me. But if I did have a family and wife, well, you know, it'll be tantamount for me to have a car.
Victor, I hope you don't move out of Milwaukee because we like you listening along and calling in on our shows. You work shift work, too, sometimes, Victor, don't you? Because I thought you'd mentioned that once when you called in.
I work actually two jobs, Joy. Mm-hmm. I got a third shift job at a hotel. I work that full-time, and I'm also a part-time bus driver. But I'm able to schedule bus transportation and other things in my personal life, like, you know, grocery shopping and, you know, shopping downtown, all into that. You know, my life revolves around the city bus.
Victor, thanks very much for calling in, and Victor can do it too, Chris Baelish.
Yeah, you know, Victor brings up two very good points I wanted to touch on. Number one, debt. You know, people, the car ads that you see on television every day try to convince us that cars are a symbol of freedom and that somehow we're more free if we own a car. The truth is, for most people, unless you're really wealthy, buying a car means going into debt. And when you go into debt, which Victor said he has avoided because he does not own a car, when you go into debt and you've got car payments, you are much less free than if you did not have debt, that mm-hmm. big debt in your life, and have car payments. So the hundreds of people that wrote to me when I was researching the book, virtually all of them said not owning a car has revolutionized their finances. They've gotten out of debt. They've put the money they would have sunk into a depreciating pile of metal, and they bought real estate instead,
home. I've got to jump in because we have a news break coming up, or you can invest that into a worthy cause, which we'll talk more about after this. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Wednesday, February the 28th, and we're wondering if we can live without owning a car. Well, my guest this hour says we can live well without owning a car. He lives happily, car-free, and he's telling us why kicking the car dependency is the soundest way to save money and help the environment. We're welcoming your questions and comments for him, maybe even your experiences. Maybe you have been living without a car, or maybe at least you've been cutting down on using your car. 1-800-642-1234, our toll-free number to join in the conversation, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. And let me remind you that we are also taking your pledges this hour. This is our winter membership drive, and we are working toward a $2,000 goal this hour and could use some contributions, like a contribution from you. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call to make a pledge. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge on the web, wpr.org. A pledge of $10 a month to Wisconsin Public Radio helps pay the bills and pays for the programming that you listen to every day. But it also entitles you to the member benefit card that's good for two-for-one entrees at more than 250 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin, as well as two-for-one admissions to a lot of cultural events. And we will also send you at that membership level how to live well without owning a car, how to save money, breathe easier, and get more mileage out of life. That's the name of the book by our guest this hour. Again, 1-800-383-9772. Chris Baelish is our guest. He is the author of How to Live Well Without Owning a Car. He is a journalist, a broadcast journalist, and has been an award-winning feature writer, reporter, and broadcast journalist for many years now. We were talking, Chris Baelish, with Victor in Milwaukee just before our news break, and Victor lives in Milwaukee and uses mass transit, works two jobs, and gets along just fine without a car, and says when he did own a car, he was in debt up to his eyeballs and is happy to be rid of it. So, and you were commenting on that.
Yeah, just wanted to say that Victor is indicative of the hundreds and hundreds of emails and interviews that I conducted for this book. And basically, people said, when I owned a car, money was tight. There always seemed to be not enough money at the end of the month. And, you know, it was tough to go out to eat. It was tough to have a social life because there was always financial pressure. Once they got rid of the car, they freed up anywhere between $500 to $800 a month cash flow. And that was a huge difference to most people, and that really changed their finances. They were able to get out of debt. Instead of spending money on a depreciating pile of metal, they were able to invest it in real estate, maybe buy their first home, and then get the appreciation that goes along with spending money on real estate instead of spending it on your car. So really a night and day financial difference for most people.
Not to be too self-serving, but you do have a section in the book about how you might want to invest your savings by not having a car in a worthy cause that you feel passionate about.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Basically, people are going to, when you live car-free, you are going to save so much money that I think it's important to give some of that money back. So I have a chapter in the book about giving back some of the time and money that you save from not owning a car, and it's really easy, and I think that's an important part of life, you know, giving back to the community for all the gifts that we've been given. So I do that personally in my life, and, you know, when I had a car, money was tight. When I got rid of the car, all of a sudden, I'm not going to say I was rich, but I certainly felt that way because I had enough money to do whatever I wanted to do.
Yeah. You're very passionate about this topic, and I should point out, joining us from Los Angeles, California, it's, 4:30 in the morning there. So why is this so important to you? Why are you so passionate about spreading the word about this?
Well, for a number of reasons. Basically, I accidentally found a better way to live. As we were talking earlier, I was a car-dependent person. Once I got rid of the car, I realized not only was I saving money, but I was also getting in better shape. I lost my love handles. Mm. I could see my abs for the first time ever. I was sleeping better. I had greater peace of mind. I was investing for the future. I just had a lot of little light bulbs go off about how much better life was without a car. Lower stress, fewer bills, less waiting in line, and a lot less money spent. And the whole sum total was just a great peace of mind that I was able to have that I didn't have before. And I really wanted to share this with other people. So I first did research to see if I was the only person out there who was deriving these benefits. So that's when I talked to hundreds of people that I interviewed for the book. And everybody who contacted me, I thought a percentage of them would say, you know what, I'm living car-free, but just because I don't have enough money, it kind of stinks, but I'm saving cash, that's why I'm doing it. Nobody was like that. Most people said, hey, I made the change for financial reasons or environmental reasons, and now I'm so much happier without a car, I'll never go back. And that's when I realized this is a message I've got to get out.
Yeah. And if we're not ready to make the step to be completely car-free, what advice do you have for, someone like me? I'm married. Both my husband and I have a car. I don't have kids. I don't have to haul them around to practice or anything like that. But what might a working couple like us
do? Well, the first step that I say to everybody is just do the math. In the book or available for free download on the website is the most comprehensive car cost worksheet ever created. So the first step is just to fill in the worksheet, figure out how much you're spending every year on your car. If it's not that much, maybe it's not that big a deal to you. But chances are you're spending at least twice as much as you think you're spending on your car, and I can get into that later. So that's step number one, see how much you're spending, and then maybe start thinking about can you get to work and back without a car? Can one of the two spouses get to work and back without a car? Now, at this time, most people throw up their arms and say, ah, there's no other way for me to get to work. I have to drive. Well, that's not really true. As I said earlier, most people who drive everywhere don't even notice other transportation infrastructure. Chances are very good that you can probably get to work and back without a car, at least one of the two spouses. And, you know, and then go from there.
Yeah, and that's true. There is a bike path near my house, and I'm not that far away from the studios here. However, I do come to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I'm a little hesitant about biking at when it's dark out.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, Joy. But, you know, think about that. I worked the morning shift when I was in the TV news. I worked the morning show also and started a work around 4. So, you know, it's something to think about and maybe, you know, talk with your husband and, you know, maybe it's something you could do one day a week or a couple days a week.
Yeah. And I noticed some stories in the book, too, about people who maybe got rid of the second car or their car and once in a great while would participate in a flex car option or a car sharing option.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Car sharing. And a lot of people still are like, now, what is that again? Car sharing is basically renting a car by the hour. It makes using a car as simple as getting cash from an ATM. And the companies are FlexCar and ZipCar and CommunityCar. And these are great places that if you're living car-free or if you're a couple and you decide to cut down from two cars to one, the FlexCar option or the car-sharing option really gives you great flexibility. Because, like I said, you can get a car 24 hours a day and you just, oh, I'm going to need it for a doctor's appointment or take the kids, you know, to a recital or whatever, and you go and you get the car, you drive it, and you take it back and return it to the parking spot where you got it, and then you're charged anywhere from, you know, $8 to $10 per hour for use of the vehicle. And I found it very convenient here in L.A. I use FlexCar all the time.
Or I could buy a motorcycle.
You could buy a motorcycle. And, you know, my key point there is make sure you take the motorcycle safety class. Everybody needs to do that if you're gonna go that route, whether it's a scooter or a motorcycle, and bicycles for that matter. If you're just starting up a bicycle commuting program, take a safety class first.
Yeah. So, is this catching on? Do you think? Do you think that more and more people are gonna become less car dependent?
Oh, absolutely. And here's a great statistic for you. In 2003, when I started researching this book, if you Googled the term "car free," it turned about 600,000 hits. Now, if you Google the term car-free, you get about 6 million hits. So a tenfold increase in the number of websites and listservs and articles and things that that are topical on this matter. So people are really, certainly the last year up until around election time or so, when gas prices were in the $3 range, people really started considering other options. And I thought that was a great start, and I think it will continue.
Yeah, and now gas prices in the last 2 weeks have jumped again. So
yes.
You never. So, Chris Baelish, thanks very much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Joy.
Chris Baelish is the author of How to Live Well Without Owning a Car, How to Save Money, Breathe Easier, and Get More Mileage Out of Life. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 12 minutes before 7 o'clock, and coming up after 7, we're going to talk about freedom of speech, freedom of political speech, and the Dixie Chicks. More on that coming up after 7 o'clock. Joining me now, Cheryl Gasser, the Assistant Director of Talk Programming at Wisconsin Public Radio, to encourage you to help support Wisconsin Public Radio. Hello again, Cheryl.
Hello, Joy. We are here during this hour to ask for your support. A pledge of $100 or more for the year will get you Chris Baelish's book, How to Live Well Without Owning a Car. And as he said, you know, you can give up your car entirely, reduce from 3 to 2 or 2 to 1, just drive less, carpool more, take alternative transportation. There's not just one option in the book. It talks about a variety of different things you can do to have an impact on the environment for the better. And again, that book will be coming your way if you like it for a pledge of $100 or more for the year. Want to hear your call at 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online. It's safe and secure at WPR.org. Whichever way you pledge, it takes just a couple minutes of your time this morning. And I might suggest, Joy, if people want to pledge for the book at $100, they can pledge at $120 for the year and also get the member benefit card.
The benefits add up, according to Chris Baelish, and you'll find out more about how you can live well without owning a car and the benefits, including how this will slash your monthly expenses, how you can use that money to pay for something else, including, he says, you might want to give to a worthy cause that you care deeply about. He says the lifestyle benefits of being less car dependent include dealing with less aggravation, getting to know your neighbors, spending less time sitting in traffic, working less because you're spending less, and you have a built-in excuse for things you don't want to do, like I can't drive there. The physical benefits, I thought, were kind of funny, too, that not only will you improve your own health and the health of the environment by not contributing the exhaust, but you will develop a firmer butt and thighs by all the walking and biking. 1-800-383-9772. The number to call to make a pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio, because you care deeply about Wisconsin Public Radio and the programming that you hear every day, and your contributions help pay for it. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Help us reach this $2,000 goal that we have for this hour and pick up a couple of great thank you gifts during this hour. The pledge of $120 a year gets you the member benefit card and the book, How to Live Well Without Owning a Car.
1-800-383-9772, because you care about the environment and the world around you, and because Wisconsin Public Radio covers those topics from a variety of perspectives, make a pledge of support. You can go online at WPR.org. If you do go online, you can see the cover of Chris Baelish's book, How to Live Well Without Owning a Car. Read a little bit about it. You can pick that up at the $100 or more level, but I might suggest the $120 level, which is our average pledge here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Get his book along with a member benefit card. Over 250 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin taking part, and the number grows throughout the year. We add restaurants throughout the year. You will get 2-for-1 entrees at these restaurants, as well as 2-for-1 admission to a number of arts and cultural events, hopefully some you can walk or commute or carpool to. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
It only takes a couple of minutes to make that pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio to make that contribution. A volunteer will ask you your name and your address and how you'd like to pay for the pledge. You can put it on a credit card right off the bat. You can have us send you a bill in the mail if that's what you prefer. Lots of different options on how to pay for your pledge. We make it as easy as possible, but you need to make it first, and I hope you will right now at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or on the web at WPR.org, WPR.org. $240 raised now toward that $2,000 goal, about 8 more minutes left in the hour. Won't you help us reach that goal? 1-800-383-9772.
A couple people already picking up Chris Baelish's book along with the member benefit card. That book can be coming your way as well, but only for the next 7 minutes or so. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge online at WPR.org. Joy does an amazing job morning after morning covering issues from car-free living to the latest in state and national politics to later this morning we'll talk about shopping with a conscience. Mm-hmm. You get an incredible variety each weekday morning, and if you're a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, thank you so much for your support. But if not, we're talking to you, we're asking you to go to the phone, go to your computer, make a pledge in support of Wisconsin Public Radio, pick up Chris Baelish's book if you like it, the member benefit card. Any level is welcome. Every pledge is important. The most important thing is that you become a member at whatever level is right for you. Make up your mind, go to the phone, go to your computer, and make that pledge now.
We do. We talk about politics. We talk about popular culture. You talk with us about these issues. You talk about education and the environment and the economy and bills in the state legislature that are being debated that affect your life, things that our Congress representatives are up to. We talk about these issues every day because they are issues that matter to you. You tell us they are issues that matter to you. You participate in these conversations. This is your town square, your town hall meeting of the air. 1-800-383-9772. Now we need that call with your pledge, your contribution to help pay for all of this. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. A pledge of $100 gets you the book as a thank you. The pledge of $120 gets you both the book and the member benefit card. 1-800-383-9772.
Perhaps you're already living a car-free or a car-light life, but you know someone who might also benefit from Chris Baelish's book. Why not pledge at the $100 a year or more level, become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, renew your membership to Wisconsin Public Radio, and give his book, as a gift to someone who you think could benefit from it. If we heard from 17 people in the next 5 minutes, we would make our goal of $2,000. It's so important for us to reach our goal hour by hour so we reach our overall goal for this drive. And we certainly want to do what we can here on Joy's program. The money that you contribute goes to support Wisconsin Public Radio as a whole. But Joy and Leo and Karen Prager, Carmen Jackson, and I would certainly love to hear from you during this hour, during this morning drive at 800-383-9772 or online WPR.org.
Here's an interesting, Ed Begley Jr., actor and environmental activist. He says that this book can help environmentally conscious Americans live their values. If you're concerned about pollution and global warming, follow the program in these pages. There can be life without a car, and a good life at that. So there's an endorsement from an environmental activist who says if you want to help the environment and if you care about global warming, here's one way you can help in that problem: how to live well without owning a car. Save money, breathe easier, and get more mileage out of life. Our thank you to you for a pledge of $100 to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772.
And you get more mileage out of life from Wisconsin Public Radio by listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. Everything that you learn, the news and information, you're entertained, you're enlightened, you get tips on how to live a better life, how to live a better life in terms of your health, in terms of helping the environment. Think of everything you've learned on Joy's program and decide what it's worth to you. Thank you. We just got another pledge. Another person picked up the book mm-hmm. and the member benefit card. We're inching toward that goal of $2,000, but we want to hear from you. There is time in this hour. Make the call now at 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org.
You know what, Cheryl? Even if you don't want the book, How to Live Well Without Owning a Car, and maybe you don't even want the member benefit card, pledge because it's important to you that Wisconsin Public Radio talks about these issues and that you get to hear about these issues. And maybe you care about global warming and you're glad that Wisconsin Public Radio provides a forum for you to talk about these issues. That's worth $100 a year, isn't it? 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772.
Maybe it's worth a dollar a day. Maybe it's worth $10 a month. You put the price tag on it. You decide what Wisconsin Public Radio is worth. Nearly every week, Joy covers an important environmental issue from, as she said, global warming to overfishing, pesticide-free lawns, the public intervener, politics there. And she brings you guests with differing points of view. You make up your own mind. What is that worth to you? We're a quarter of the way there to our goal of $2,000, just over $500. There's time for your call, time for your web pledge, WPR.org, 1-800-383-9772.
Just a minute more for us to ask you for your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I'm going to try to, in that minute, encourage you to make a pledge of any amount. It will help us toward that goal. If you want to join us on a special cruise on June the 30th on Lake Monona in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin, You can do that, too, by pledging $100 a month. That's a $1,200 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, and that will entitle you to, if you want them, two tickets on this cruise. I'll be on the cruise, as will Larry Mueller, as will Gene Faraca, as will Cheryl Gasser, as will other staff members, and, more importantly, other listeners like you who love Wisconsin Public Radio. It'll be tons of fun, limited seating, gave away a lot of these tickets yesterday. One set for you at 1-800-383-9772. Thanks, Cheryl. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.